Okay, it says we're live.
Okay. It says we're live. Okay, good morning. What a crazy morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And Britton is our IT person trying to get our tech all figured out today.
I mean, all sorts of technical difficulties this morning.
Mm-hmm. So we were over on YouTube for like a hot second, so I have no idea.
We don't know where we are.
I'm not the tech person that.
Yeah, like it's put us live on all our other channels except for it wouldn't refusing to go live on Facebook.
Not Facebook. So we are going to try some cold brew this morning. Mm. A cold brew is pretty crazy, like just the processes and to make sure that it's safe. Mm-hmm. Is very complicated.
I took a whole class. Yeah.
Yes. So somebody reached out to us and asked us if they wanted to can cold brew using our coffee. So we got the first shipment. Yeah.
Do you want to try it now?
And it was not amazing. No. But we use a like our espresso or a darker roast, and they wanted a really bright, light roast. So it was different than what would normally.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody do a light roast.
Maybe it was because of their other product that they wanted us to try that. Mm-hmm. So it was good, it just wasn't a good coffee selection. So we are going to try it.
I didn't say it was good. Yes.
Well, it tasted like our coffee.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a coffee that I would sit there and
because it was a light roast that was cold brewed, it was just really acidic and bright, and I don't care for acidic or bright.
So we had them redo it with the coffee that we used in cold brew. Mm-hmm.
So haven't you guys tried it yet?
No, I haven't. Hi, Patty. Sorry, we're a little late getting here.
Hopefully you can hear us. We have a new mic.
Oh, we do have a new mic, so let us know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it refused to go live on Facebook through our streaming service thing. So now we're only on Facebook today.
Live on Facebook, back to the olden days.
Yes.
I know, it's going to be such a pain to transfer everything.
The olden days. Well, it's Facebook no longer stores live videos after 30 days either, I don't think, right? They started that new thing?
Probably not. Can you imagine how many they have?
My God, what does the Facebook servers look like?
A lot of these servers.
But think about all that content, people who have viral videos and stuff, and now it's just going to start deleting all of them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be happy.
No. Yeah, and I think it was just specifically live videos. I don't know how many live or viral. Usually it's like a reel that somebody made. I'm not sure if that goes with there, but yeah.
I don't know. Unless you pay for storage, though, I can understand it for sure.
Yeah, look at the top of your coffee before you drink it.
I see it.
It's kind of like crinkles on the top of it. It's probably the sugar.
They added sugar to their cold brew?
Go ahead and give it a try.
Is this cold brew or the lemonade thing?
Go ahead and give it a try.
No, is this cold brew or lemonade thing?
This is called Espresso Perfecto Shandy.
Oh, so they didn't send us just cold brew.
I've got the other one.
Oh, yeah. I just want to try the cold brew.
No. Try this one.
No, I want to try the cold brew first. This one has lemonade in it.
They decided to send us a sample that has lemonade.
That's disgusting.
I was not expecting it. So when I tried coffee and lemonade yesterday, I about spit it on the wall. Like, it almost just, like, spewed out of my mouth. Yeah. I was like, what am I tasting?
No, I don't know who puts coffee with lemonade together.
Apparently, it's a trend to do that. They did add turbinado sugar, which is why you're seeing that on the surface. Mm-hmm. I think it's just
I wondered when I smelled it. I was like, what?
Yeah, I thought it smelled super bright. That's why I was like, well, is this really our espresso?
Yeah. It is our espresso, and they decided to deflower it.
We tried
that
was a sad decision.
Yeah, agreed. Wasn't a fan.
Okay.
This one is just our espresso perfecto. So yeah.
It'd be cool to be able to can this though.
I know.
Yeah, and canning is a really, really, really hard process. I had to do a class a few years ago on canning see because there's a way that you've got to do it and different ways.
Okay, this smells good.
And the equipment to do it is ungodly expensive.
But it's the risk too if you don't have this.
Well, water is a big mold risk, right? So if you have water that is sitting there that's not treated or heat treated, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So yeah. I don't know. I'm so upset about the first one that
that was just me.
No, I was like, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm on the cold brew.
I wanted you guys to try it too because it's just like.
I will awful. Try it, but knowing what it is at yeah. least, actually, if everyone says it's gross, I'm not going to
try it. Well, knowing what it is does make it a little bit better, I'm going to say. When I drank it blind yesterday, I was upset. I was like, why would you do this? I emailed the lady right away. I was like, did you give me beer? Because it says shandy. And I'm like, does shandy mean beer? Because that's what I usually
see on, right? That's what I kind of think, yeah, for sure.
And I'm like, I don't drink. So, like, what is this? What is this? And she's like, no, it's lemonade. It's great. I'm like, it is not great.
did they add anything to this? Or it's just...
I don't know. It does look like there's something on the surface. Let me see.
It almost tastes sweetened.
It tastes like they added something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I like our cold brew that we make better. I think it's got better notes in it, personally. This is our coffee. I just don't know how they...
How, it smells good. It's just, I think, brown well, coffee, or right? Did they add a preservative or something to it? Because that's going to change everything.
Yeah. Well, and so usually when you do cold brew shelf stable, you do add citric acid to it. So citric acid makes it,
right?
You know, brighter.
Except for that one place that we went to that had that secret
way
to do it.
Yeah.
I've never signed an NDA that big.
To go see a factory, yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
But didn't our NDA even said that we couldn't even talk about the fact that we
good
were there?
Morning.
Yeah.
It's the taste.
Yeah. You can tell when we don't like something. We really don't have a poker face. You should probably play poker with us. Because
you're not
going to
like it.
I'm not even going to try it because I can just smell I don't like it.
Yeah. What I really would like to do is just rinse my mouth out at this time.
Well, I'm glad I brought my coffee in.
Yeah, so. I'm sad I didn't grab coffee. Mm. But I needed to brew a pod because it was a cinnamon coffee.
Oh, yeah. She did a pumpkin spice latte one, right?
Yeah.
It's not bad. I don't mind it. Mm. I've got air laundry detergent in my car, too.
I took it out.
Oh, we did.
I just owe you money for it. Yeah. Well, because we got pumpkin spice scented.
Oh.
I like Buff City. You can get any flavor of their stuff in your. So my husband apparently didn't like our flavors of laundry detergent. So
your scents.
So he got Ferocious Beast.
Yes.
Nice. I think he just wanted to say it. I think he just wanted to go to the laundry place and can you give me some of that Ferocious Beast?
Well, he said he went in there and asked for the boy scents, and they started listing them, and they started with Ferocious Beast. He didn't even smell them and said, that's the one. That's what I want.
Oh, my
gosh. I want Ferocious Beast.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Shocking.
Who comes up with names like that? I mean, I guess, what says manly
or man? Well, one is Commando, which I'm okay. Yeah. I mean, we all know what that means.
Well, I didn't actually take it as meaning you're not wearing underwear. I took it as army guy.
That's not a commando.
Isn't that? Isn't a commando somebody?
It's a commander.
Okay, maybe. Somebody tell us what commando
is. Someone going
means.
Commando. Oh,
commando.
Charles in the military. is it an official military term or?
We'd like to know.
Is it just the slang term?
Yeah, that's a. I mean, I always took it as that, but I guess I don't call people commandos either. I don't know.
Because it's a commander.
You say, oh, commando.
Yeah.
What's up, commando?
Commando is something very different.
I heard the other day, though, that the military is doing something different where they don't transfer people around anymore. It's for families. So, if you get stationed in Hawaii, you pretty much stay in Hawaii your whole time. I don't know if that's true, but she told me that because her son had gotten stationed in Hawaii, and he's staying there unless he requests a transfer.
I think some people to go different places.
Yeah, yeah, but when you think about people who are in the Army and have kids and they move around from school to school to school.
I can see when you have kids or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that it might be better for them if you stayed in one spot. So.
I think Courtney's husband did terms places.
Yeah.
Stints,
aren't they called stints?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And then when they got to the end of it, they could either request to stay or request to move.
Yeah. I'm not sure how it works.
I think they get some more choice is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But they don't get a choice of where they're going to move if they choose to move.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She made it sound like he could put in for work because he wants to go live in Germany.
Yeah, they can put their top five or something, but there's no guarantee they're getting those.
Yeah, because she talked about wanting to go visit him, and she's like... It costs $10,000 for the three of us to go visit him in Hawaii. And we're like, we're not doing that. Yeah. Please come to Colorado and we'll visit you there.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
The life of an Army family or a military family.
So coffee came down 22 cents.
It did?
Yeah. for a minute.
And then did it go back up?
It went really high yesterday.
Oh, was it?
No, it's just a daily thing, right?
Oh, yeah. You look at it. It's hour by hour. I mean, it's there's a ticker running.
Yikes.
Ugh. So.
Yep.
Mm. We've got it, like, set. So if it goes, like, below a certain price to buy.
Okay.
Like, it our buyer automatically buys. But.
And so then is it, like, we buy so many shares, like, unlock
you
it
buy
in?
Futures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Future crops.
All right. Let's hope.
And then hope those crops come to fruition.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens if you buy a share in a stock and it doesn't, and it fails? Then you don't still pay for it, do you?
No, you can transfer it to something else.
Okay. I'm going to say.
And sometimes you buy open futures so that you can switch it to anything, kind of, but you're locking in
the price.
That's fair. Yeah, so. I feel like I wouldn't be very good about that. I'd be like, oh, buy it now. Buy it.
It's hard to know because then you think, oh, it can't go higher, right? Famous last
words.
Can't
get any crazy, yeah.
And then it goes higher.
Army life definitely isn't for everybody. That's true, Deborah.
No, people definitely, I think a lot of people watching friends that are in the Army or military, watching what their family goes through, too. I'm a sucker for those ads when the dad shows up at
the
concert or whatever.
I'm sobbing every time. I'm surprising their kids. Yes.
Especially a mom. It's like, oh, I can't imagine being away from your kids for that long.
Or like the dogs that are so excited to see their people again after being gone and they just like can't contain themselves.
Yeah. It is funny. Everybody's reaction is almost, it's like hug and put your legs around them.
Yeah, shock.
It's just... but the kids, because that's such a long period in their little lives.
Yeah.
That it would be tough.
Yeah, depending on how long it is, too, that would be a lot.
So I have a lot of respect for people that are willing to do that. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize some of the advantages, though, like tax advantages, and I didn't... there's a lot of advantages.
Are we doing a PSA for the military right now?
Well, I just had no idea because I know went out of the military into civilian life and... didn't really take into account the benefits that weren't monetary, you know, the health insurance, no taxes or less taxes or something, housing, you know, there was just a lot.
Yeah, the GI Bill, the college and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my son right now is talking about going to the Air Force, and his therapist actually got him, and during one of their sessions, he called his friend who was Air Super Chief, something like that. It's the highest you can be in the military that isn't granted to you by a president or senator.
Okay.
It's called something.
No idea.
He talked to Lane for like 20 minutes. Yeah, that's what I was waiting.
Friday.
I was waiting for Charles to tell us about the Air Force.
Oh,
it's like an Air Supreme or something.
That's amazing.
That's cool. Yeah, he's retiring in September.
Yeah, that's amazing. And 50 years?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
51 years.
Yeah. But it was really cool for Lane to be able to talk to this guy and really, like, get to talk a little bit more. He's like, come
down
to Florida.
Do they all have to go to base, though?
Yeah.
They all have to go. So he should start training now.
Yeah.
And
make
sure that's what
he wants
to do.
Yeah, because he wants to be an aerospace engineer, which, I mean, you know, who knows. We have a bet going right now, though, because he just took his PSATs, right, which don't matter, don't go to colleges. Right. But he's like, I think I got a 1,500. Where we look it up, you can only go, like, it's not even 1,500. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, if you get this score... I'm going to buy you that $250 Lego set that you wanted. And he says, oh, Dad just said he was going to buy me ice cream. And I said, well, I mean, I want to reward, you know, your tests and your good behavior.
Oh, look
and
at
stuff.
Commando now.
Thank you.
Soldier specially trained to carry out raids.
Thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
I only know the naughty version.
You know, you know the Urban Dictionary.
That's where I went to right away.
Okay. Hey, I wasn't wrong for once. Hey,
well,
you guys
I
should always
like G.I. Joes were like commandos. I feel like G.I. Joes were commandos.
Were they like special forces or something? Or
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think they should make really cool G.I. Joes based on people's real lives because so many people have done so many cool things.
Yeah.
But it's probably all secret and classified.
Oh, for sure. We're not allowed to know.
So...
They made a cool G.I. Joe movie a couple years, well, like maybe like 10 years ago, but it wasn't terrible. I didn't hate it.
So you guys have our first PSATs. That's funny.
I know,
I know Branson did really good in his, like, the English portion of his, the real ones you take for college.
We had to take ACTs.
Yeah,
we took ACTs because we're Midwest.
And there's one Minnesota. That you take if you're gonna, like, if you want to go to the school SATs. Out of state or something
the
like
SATs.
That.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. What was I saying?
Branson.
Oh, Branson. So somebody taught him just a method of how to write a paper, and he followed this method, even though it probably wasn't a very well written. He did it in the right method. Like, it's just a puzzle, and he scored really, really well.
That's interesting.
So
very interesting.
I was like, oh, thanks for teaching him that.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about that. It's really interesting, though. You know, if you want to go to a military school, you have to have a letter written by a U.S. senator, mm-hmm. like, to get in. Like, it's almost impossible to get into, like, West Point.
For sure.
Yeah, the Air Force Academy, all those. Because, like, I mean, he's in eighth grade,
well,
and he's,
yeah,
like...
yeah, Kathy's boys that went to West Point.
Yeah. And then you're like, how do you get to know a senator well it's enough not, to...
I mean, they know that that's
coming. Yeah. But what I like is that his... therapist is kind of like a mentor to him, and he knows these people, and he's like putting him in contact with them.
Sure.
I think that's really cool to have
amazing.
That
sure.
in his life, because like they just spend their sessions doing that and like goal planning, which I'm like, all right, cool.
And I actually think you should goal plan to basic training.
Time to get out and get jogging, kid.
Because that would be a lot.
Oh,
I mean,
God, yeah.
That would be a lot, and it'd be horrible to have all these mental aspirations and
then can't do
the physical part
of
it.
That would be awful. I don't want to do basic training or boot camp. That sounds terrible.
It sounds like a nightmare to me. Yeah. We can barely do our 20
minutes. We work out at lunch and sometimes
we
I'm just
like three
I can't
sets
do this.
And take a minute break, but it's in the program. You're supposed to.
Yeah.
So
I said that for your birthday, I'd get it printed on a shirt. I can do anything in 20 minutes.
For 20 seconds.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it does every exercise 20 seconds.
20 minutes total. Yeah, 20 seconds and then 20 minutes. But the new one is 30 seconds, and that was hard yesterday.
Yeah. Well, the 4 minute of pretend jump roping. It's like, are we done yet?
We're like, we're 1 minute in, and we're like, clearly it's been 15 minutes we've been doing this.
But Brynn didn't know. She joined us and she's like, are you guys like, you look like you're pretend jump roping. It's like, that's what we are.
We're so good at being fitness influencers.
Yes.
People would laugh at us.
I just remember back in the day, just not laugh, but just really looking around and going to like, how can people not do this? Like, this is so easy to like, you know, do the leg up things and just like, with very little fat on me.
Yeah, now my hip pops every time I lift
now
one
I'm
up.
Like, I can't do that. My belly's in the way. I don't know how you
can't do
how
that.
How you figure that
I
one out.
I told Vicky today, I said, man, my knees hurt. Like, why do my knees hurt? Because that's what happens when you get old. This sucks.
Getting old. It's interesting.
We're supposed to say aging, not getting old. Mm-hmm. We're just aging. Aging gracefully.
Yeah, I was like, it's Grandma's 97th birthday today.
Oh, seriously?
My goodness. Is it really?
Grandma Butcher's 97?
Wow.
97.
And she's she's just a doll. She's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't live on her own anymore, right? She finally moved in with other people to help
her. She lives at a senior living center now. Yeah.
I think that's nice, though. I mean, really, for people just to have people around
them
is really nice.
To not be isolated.
She has a social life, and then they come clean her room, like, once a week or something.
Yeah, that's
she's
nice.
She's really
liking
it.
Because at 97, you probably don't have a lot of your friends left.
Mm-hmm. No.
And you maybe have outlived your children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then her daughter was kind of taking care of her. They retired. So they ended up moving up to, like, a cabin. So she's been driving 3 hours back and forth to take care of her.
That's a lot.
So when they didn't sell their house here until Grandma made the decision to go into the home. And then they sold their house. But Grandma loves it. She's with people. She's, like,
got
a super busy social schedule. She doesn't have to worry about meals.
Yeah, that's
everything
nice.
Is done. Yeah, she probably doesn't forget to eat because it's, I mean, I can imagine it seems pointless for one person, kind of.
Yeah.
It's just weird that the sandwich generation, whatever they call it, where you're taking care of your parent and, you know, people have their kids.
And their grandkids.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I know a good friend of mine has a 7-year-old and her mom living with her and has lived with her for quite a while.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. makes me tired just thinking about.
Yeah, it's just.
My husband's grandma, she was, both of his grandparents were deaf, and they became deaf, they got meningitis when they were kids. So, like, his grandpa lost his hearing when he was 12, but he could still, like, enunciate really well. Mm-hmm. His grandmother lost her hearing when she was 18 months, so she was not as, you know,
sure.
Able to vocalize. Mm-hmm. So, after he passed away, she moved into a nursing home that had a large deaf community. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, she was, like, the last one standing. So then, kind of at the end, she lost people to talk to. This is so sad. I don't know why I'm sharing this. But she got... I saw Bill's Shufingo was popular.
It,
now.
Hit it.
That's funny. I don't know why I hit it. Unhide that. But
I
she it. She had arthritis, yeah, so she couldn't speak to people.
Bill.
I know, right? Yeah. But because she couldn't speak, because, you know, you speak with your hand, and she couldn't move her hand very much. So it was just sad because she couldn't communicate
anymore.
I just think
that instead of teaching languages, we should all learn sign language.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, I get American Sign Language and other sign, but at least it's a way to communicate.
Yes.
Like a cup is a cup. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter where you put it in a sentence.
Sorry, that was bad, Bill.
I think it's
Angel
funny.
And devil. Yeah. I just like that Facebook was like, nope.
Not gonna have it.
Well, it was we okay. said allow.
That's
oh
funny.
My gosh.
Yeah. We have no problem with that, Bill.
Does the mic sound better? Is anybody
Oh yeah,
issues?
Are you having any issues hearing us? Or is
Yeah,
it,
I'm so curious.
Because it seems so far away. It's like 15 feet away from us, I swear.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, maybe like 8, 10. That's not 15.
I guess not. I guess you couldn't like line three of us up there.
No.
So maybe maybe like 7 feet.
Yeah. It is across the room, so it is kind of weird. It is nice not wearing them, though.
Yeah.
And I feel like
the time
I don't
work, somebody's mic is crackly.
I know.
Nice not to
have Willie could come in here and he wouldn't be running over mic cords.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Willie was so sad that we came in here. Logan's dog. He was just like, okay, here I come.
We sound far away.
Okay,
we do. That's good to know.
Okay.
We'll
have to listen to that later and see what adjustments
we might
we can
be able
make.
To adjust everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun of our lives.
This morning there's a bathroom between our offices, and Willie loves to lay in that bathroom, but he likes my bathroom door open. And so she went in and she only left her side open.
Because he was in front of the
locking
her side.
He falls asleep in front of it.
He's as big as the bathroom.
He's huge.
Yeah. So he walks around and does a little angry stomp and slams his head on my side of the door because he wants it open.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you want the door open? I opened it and he came in trotting so happy.
Oh my gosh. He is so willful sometimes.
Goon. He likes stuff. The way he likes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's, what, 5.5 months old? And he's 60 pounds.
Oh, he's
he already
huge.
Looks like a full-grown dog.
I just turned
off
the volume. That's
okay.
One way to do it.
Yeah.
Good.
He is
he's
funny.
Yeah, he's almost 60 pounds and he's 5.5 months old. It's hard to remember he's a puppy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a box in my office that the kids made him when he was little, and it's a puppy home, and he used to go in it when he was little. They, like, cut out a hole, and now he can only fit his head in it. So he'll shove all his balls and stuff in it, and then all I hear behind me is him, his head inside the box, trying to get all his toys out.
He has no idea how big he is. He jumps up on me, and his head's on the desk, and...
He's my favorite is that we have a shared folder on Google Photos of his photos.
Sir William.
Yeah, and it's the three of us and Logan, I think, are in the group. And so anytime we add photos, we get a notification. And this weekend, he sent us a photo of him sitting in a box like a cat.
Yes.
I was like, what is he doing?
It's got to be a pretty big box to fit his butt, too.
Yeah, not small.
He's pretty cute.
People are saying they have to turn the volume all the way up. Logan's working on it.
Oh, Logan's going to turn
it up. He's
going to
turn it up. So now we're going to blast you guys out.
Yeah, and now you're going to want to turn your volume
I hate
down.
When you're watching a movie and then all of a sudden, like,
the commercials.
Yeah, and, like, the volume will go up, like, when the music comes
on.
You know?
I don't know what it is. When you have the little mics on, you guys scream. And this, you're, like, just talking.
No, we're talking
volume.
How we always talk. This is our normal
volume.
This is a normal
I feel
volume.
Like we're kind of quiet.
You are being quiet.
I don't know. I'm always this loud and annoying. So tonight we have book club, and we have our annual adult Easter egg hunt. What is this, like our fourth or fifth annual Easter egg hunt?
Something like that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. And so everybody brings eggs for the amount of people that are going to be there.
It's kind of, I mean, it's so fun. We do a lot of reinvented child things, I'll say. Do you know what I mean? It was so fun to go look at Easter eggs when you're a kid. So it's kind of fun to do it as an adult, too.
And to make it about us, you know?
Yeah.
And so much of our lives revolves around our kids and
stuff. We did a painting a couple of months ago. Was it 2 months?
No, last month.
Was it last month we did a painting?
Yeah.
Well, the bright side of the room was beautiful. The left side, I need some things on my pool repainted, like the Mickey and Minnie out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I think I'm going to invite the right side.
Give them paint.
But
yeah.
Mine's kind of creepy, but Estelle took it. And actually took one of the things off the wall in her room and hung it
up. Oh, that's cute.
And I just see it.
Weren't they telling you
room.
How talented you were?
Yes.
And they were so impressed.
Hyping me up.
I've got mine on my mantle. Kevin thought it was adorable.
So, that's funny.
It's cute.
That's really funny. So, yeah, so we have to decide, though, if we're going to hide the eggs, if we're just going to hand them to each other.
Last year was so cold, so we just, like,
it's supposed to be, like, mid-50s,
yeah.
So, I mean, we'll
I think
see.
We can, we'll see.
If it's nice out.
If it's nice out.
Well, so my problem is that we've always numbered the eggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then, like,
numbers.
All of my eggs were 1, all of yours were 2,
yeah.
yours were 3.
Mm-hmm.
I have now a smorgasbord of eggs that have numbers written on them.
Oh, mine are still, like, 2.
Yeah.
I mostly say 2, but last year I made all those mugs for you guys, so they had, like, your name on them.
Oh,
but
I see.
Did it in tape, so I just had to peel all the tape off.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, why do I have names on these?
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Because I made mugs.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got to figure out how we're going to do that. And
well,
then
I've got a marker. I figure we can just cross it out, put a new different number on.
Sounds
I'd have
good.
To write fresh.
I didn't write any because I figured I'd see where everybody else's are first.
Yeah.
Because we could, well, no, I was going to say we could just write our name on them.
And then you have to make sure that
then
you have one egg by each
one
person.
Find one from every person. But
yeah.
And mine just all have 2s on them.
Until you have 9 eggs.
Numbers are easier, I think.
Yeah. But then we're doing bring your own charcuterie board. So everybody brings something and we build the board.
Yes.
Which, if you know us, we can eat our weight in meat and cheese and we will.
But my house hasn't been cleaned. I think it's almost, I think this is the 4th week. Because Leanne went to Canada to go visit her family. And I was hoping, usually she knows when it's my book club. And it's like, do you want me to come Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah.
So my house doesn't smell pretty and nice like she
does. It'll be great.
She leaves, but it's fine.
It'll be great. We'll love it just the same.
So we should probably hide the eggs outside.
We usually do anything by the pool.
Well,
I think
it's warm.
One year we did it inside because it was so whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been hiding whatever with the kids forever.
We just have, like, a late winter going on right now. Like, it's really just not warm.
I know, because it came up in my memories that we went to that book convention, like, a week earlier.
Yes,
and
it was
warm.
Nice
out. Mm-hmm. Like,
we were outside with short sleeve shirts.
With a jean jacket.
Yeah. When it was hash bash.
Yeah.
I remember
it was
chilly
nice
after dinner, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was warmer during that. Not like, I mean, I don't know.
It's just dumb. I'm sick of it. I'm ready for warm
and
sun.
Hey, at least
sun.
The sun's out most days.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out later. I don't know if it's out yet, but I need the sun.
Oh,
I need some vitamin D. This is dumb.
I'm there with you. Oh, have
over
a happy
it.
Easter.
Oh, yeah. Easter is on Sunday, isn't it?
This Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Really
I don't need to be because my parents now we go to dinner.
Yeah.
And the Easter Bunny brings us something.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it very easy.
That is nice.
For everybody.
That's nice that you don't have to mess with that.
It's nice. It's just like you just go eat a lovely meal.
Yes.
Then
it's so much different when you have young kids and you've got to like hide the eggs and you know, do all the things.
I just try not to go overboard with it anymore. I'm like, here's. You know,
yeah,
10,
I know. I used to.
Eggs a piece
I used to put a lot of stuff in their baskets, and now I'm like, enjoy the candy.
Try having 5 kids.
Yeah, my God. All the holidays kind of get overblown sometimes.
They don't
you
eat
know?
That much candy, and they don't eat that much stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, true story. I do baskets for my son's fiance and her sister too, so because their parents moved to Florida, so I'm like, okay, you know. I actually really like it, though, because I do girl baskets from always having boys. So their baskets actually have more than my son's because I'm like, here's a body oil I really want to try. You guys try it.
When you start having grandkids, then your kids are like,
It's funny. Well, and then, like, my future daughter-in-law, she's been really great because her mom's just not really into, like, the bridal stuff as much. And, like, and she lives in Florida, you know, and she's super supportive. But Kaylin will always like, okay, we're gonna go do this, and I'm like, yay, wedding dress shopping this day. I'm like, yay. So I don't know if mother of the grooms usually get to do all this stuff, but and then she'll tell her friend, she's like, yeah, I'm going with my mother-in-law to go. It's so weird to be called a mother-in-law, but she's like, I'm going to do this, and they're like, you hang out with your mother-in-law? Like, she's like, yeah, we have fun. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I hope we always have fun.
Yeah, I was so young planning my wedding. I mean, I was 20.
Yeah,
and. My mother-in-law told me, she's like, thank you so much for including me to go get the shoes. It was probably my mom's idea to do it.
She's a mom of sons.
And because she doesn't have girls. Yeah. And it just hadn't occurred to me, honestly, not that I would have loved for her to go. It just never occurred to me to invite her like she would want to go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's nice that you guys are doing that
together.
It's
super fun. We're doing all kinds of things.
You get your safe daughter. Who's going to become a real daughter.
Yeah, and I don't know if my other sons, if their, you know, futures would include me or not. You just never know, you know, so it's nice.
It is so weird. I think that's the weirdest thing, especially with having a larger family, is just all the dynamics of the others coming in now. It's like, so two of my kids are married, one engaged.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
It's just interesting. It's not bad or anything. It's just it's a lot to manage anyway.
Well, it does change your family dynamic, right? Yeah.
And especially, like, priorities, you know, because obviously their priority is going
to
shift.
Right. It used to be everybody came to this house for holidays, and now we're scattered to this house, and, so,
it's just interesting.
Yeah. One of our cousins.
It's tough to manage for us, too.
Oh, for sure.
Because we want to do everything,
right?
But we can't do everything.
One of our cousins is getting married this December, and he always would come to our house, and his fiance would go to her parents' house. And he's like, well, once we get married, we won't do that. I'm like, oh, but I want both of you to come to my house every time. I'll miss you if I don't see you, you know.
Yeah.
And then you have to learn to share, you know. And
it is.
Don't want to do that. Luckily, though, this last year, my son's fiance's family came to our house because they were visiting from Florida. And I didn't know that they really, like, didn't kind of do, like, the traditional stuff we always do, like a big meal and stuff. So they got to, we do the penny game and some of our shenanigans, and they got to be a part of that. And I think they liked it. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Welcome to our chaos.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's, and then if people have multiple, you know, then if the parents aren't together, now they've spread even further.
Yes.
So it just gets, it gets interesting for sure.
Yeah, ours used to be like that. We go to my husband's mom's house, dad's house, my parents' house, and then we were just exhausted. And finally we just said, we're not doing this anymore. We have kids. We're sick of them not being able to play with their presents on Christmas, because as soon as we open presents, we have to leave to go to somebody's house.
I mean, we kind of said Christmas is up.
Yeah.
We're chilling at home.
Yeah, you know. And so now everybody comes to our house, which we love, and sometimes I'm just like, okay, can, like, somebody help me clean up, you know?
But now that Sedona's getting
older. Then when they have their own kids, it's going to switch again, possibly.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. I know, like, we invited you guys over Christmas morning. We're like, you guys can come over and see, but
we're chilling.
Are going to play with their stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it sucks because then you have to make that decision to prioritize. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you know, but it's just like, all right, we've got to put ourselves first and, you know, do
well,
what we've
got
to do.
Hard when you've got kids that have, you know, children that have kids.
Yeah.
Ones that don't.
Yeah.
And then, you know, having a 15-year-old, now 15's not so bad, but when she was young, it was like, I can't really go to your house because we still have a child.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just interesting.
For sure. Yeah.
And it's just a weird to share. You know, I find I'm very protective of our family, kind of. And it is kind of hard to let other people fully into your family because you just want.
Yeah, when you're used to, like, the way things were, too, you know, so it's just
like,
right.
Treat them well and we'll be fine.
We have no problems here. Crazy. So we just finished our pet sale, and we had to pick our winner of our pet sale contest.
Okay, pick our winner.
So, and I think it's a year subscription to our Coffee of the Month Club.
Oh, that's fun. Sounds, and we barely have any, our new subscriptions going
They shipped yesterday, and the rest shipped today.
Okay.
It was like
I don't know, 8 or 10 stragglers that came in after hours last night. Yeah. Shipped today.
Okay.
Yep.
So that'll be fun.
Yep.
So we can taste that maybe next time.
Yep, you guys will be tasting that. I won't be here next week, but Jessica's all ready to brew it for you guys. So
okay.
I let her know to make sure you guys brew.
Okay.
And yeah, the theme is Kentucky Derby, so I think people are really going to like the flavors.
Yeah, hopefully you guys are liking the flavors.
Yeah, you guys snapped up the last one so quick.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody probably has them in hand yet because we were waiting for one flavor.
Yes.
Until yesterday.
Yeah. We were waiting a while. So but yeah, we got those in now.
And if you're already signed up for it, then we'll figure that out too. Mm-hmm.
Extend it or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or if you want to, or whatever.
Yeah. Yep, so that'll be fun. We'll pick our winner and then
Well, gosh, I guess everybody have a great Easter. I didn't realize it was Sunday.
I know, That's why we're having the Easter egg hunt. For our store in Flint.
We're doing it Friday. So if you're in the Flint area, we will be doing our Easter. You can go find our Easter egg at local businesses.
On the Flint page.
Yeah, Coffee
Miller Road.
On our Coffee Beanery Miller Road page.
I actually haven't announced it yet. I got a lot of work to do.
So, but it'll be fun. There's different eggs and it's one, you can find one group, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. So.
We put it in a random generator.
Yes. We do. We don't pick stuff.
Bubbles
it goes in a thing. But now I'm going to go check out Ozzy. I actually want to go check out all the pets.
So, yeah, Patty sent me the picture. Ozzy is a black cat, and I think she said he's crazy. The picture I saw, he had his back arched.
Okay.
He came by the name Ozzy for good reason, then.
Ozzy's
a little...
A little eccentric. Did you guys ever watch that show when Ozzy was on TV?
Yeah. Great show.
And I love how you can barely hear, he just mutters like that.
I think they did subtitles.
Yeah, they had to. Nobody could understand him.
Sharon! She put the English accent in there.
Yeah.
Oh, really quick though, I've got to tell you. So I watched Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah, you told me to watch that.
I watched the whole thing. I'm done.
I watched the whole thing
it's
too.
So
I was obsessed.
Sweet.
It is so sweet, and it really did help me understand different types of autism.
Uh-huh.
So Love on the Spectrum, and it's about finding love when you have autism.
Okay.
Or there's some downs. There's other
disabilities
on there, and you know it's heartbreaking. Like this one gentleman's like 63 years old, and he's never been in love or had a girlfriend, and. You know, he wants that in his life.
Yeah.
And he reminds me of Dick Van Dyke. He's just like theatrical and I just love it. Yeah. But it really did give me more understanding. And then it's very heartwarming, especially watching the parents too.
Yeah.
You know, you want your kids to find love and have somebody to share their life with.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really, really good. My daughter, my 15-year-old Sedona, kept telling me about it and showing me things, and I kind of, not blew her off, but kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started watching it with her, and then we watched
it
together this weekend. It's so sweet. I'm curious what people with autism, how they feel about
it. I actually went on Reddit because I was curious about that too. And there were some mixed reviews.
Yeah.
But it seemed like most of the people who actually had a diagnosis really liked the show and liked that it showed, you know, lots of different...
It shows a lot of different...
Like, where you're at on the spectrum. Like, if there's lots, there is more severe. And then...
Yeah.
So most of the people... And then the people that seemed upset about it almost seemed upset on behalf of other people.
Mm. Oh, which happens sometimes.
Yeah,
and there was some upset. I don't know. I didn't think... I guess there was a show in the UK called The Undateables where they kind of made fun of people on the spectrum.
Okay. That's awful.
So there was some not great things from that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, people were
really happy.
As a person
not on the spectrum, my view of these people, I mean, I wanted them all to just be happy and successful and just find their person.
It was super endearing.
And it was, I just loved it. We laughed, we cried, you know what I mean? I mean, it was really...
It was super lighthearted and...
Yes.
Which I...
And I adored all these people, and they are so different from each other on the show. Some of the personalities are just...
But
you just, James, I think it was.
Oh my gosh.
Was hilarious. And so eloquent and so well spoken.
What's kind of cool too, because it gives you an insight that you might not get otherwise on kind of what they're thinking, feeling, what they go through.
Yes.
Like the man who was 63 and never found love,
and
right?
And just got diagnosed not that long ago. So he's been not understood for many, many years.
Right. He was in the wrong.
And then they're hyper-focused. Quite a few of them are very hyper-focused on things.
Yeah.
So on my Dolly chat group, like they all liked the one that she really likes American Girls.
Yes.
Madison.
Well, that's I think it was even cool to see how much Abby grew from the first season to the last season.
Yeah.
Like, she at first she was, like, really resonating with being a mermaid. And then in the second she's like, I've kind of grown out of that. Like, it was it was kind of cool to see.
Well, and they have a therapist who actually is on the spectrum as well.
Yeah, interesting.
And she does some very, I mean, it was very interesting for her to hear her coaching them and then having them use it. Like, I liked the really chatty, smiley guy, I don't remember his name, Tanner, who I loved.
So cute.
And he would say her words. He's like, you know what, I don't have anything to say right now, but I'm having a really good time.
Oh wow.
You know,
because
he just filled space,
yeah,
which I do. Really good.
We're like, when she did the ball one,
yes,
and she rolled these balls and she asked all these questions at the same time, and the girl's trying to catch them all, and then she's kind of like teaching them how to leave space in a conversation.
Like, okay, you get the ball, okay, now you ask something, now I get the ball and I ask something.
I could use help with that too.
For sure. All the balls that we throw out. But if you haven't watched it, I thought it was like one of the best shows I've
Yeah, you
watched.
Guys told me to watch it. I don't watch reality
Love
TV,
on the spectrum,
so
I think it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix, and my favorite part is whoever's recording it.
Yes.
The dogs. They cut.
Yes.
To
notice.
Dogs
they
all
love the dogs
the
and the cat. All like every third
all
shot is like the dog.
It's so funny.
But the dogs' faces are pretty hilarious too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're like,
they almost like add to the conversation.
They do.
That sounds fun.
It was really sweet.
But
anyway, everybody have a wonderful Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week. Try new coffees.
Okay. Mm-hmm.